This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording by Nicholas James Bridgewater. Section 7 of Dr. Esperanto's International Language, Introduction and Complete Grammar. C. General Rules. 1. Every word is to be read exactly as written. There are no silent letters. 2. The accent falls on the last syllable but one, penultimate. 3. Compound words are formed by the simple junction of roots, the principal word standing last, which are written as a single word, but in elementary works separated by a small line or apostrophe. Grammatical terminations are considered as independent words, e.g. vaporŝipo. Steamboat is composed of the words vapor, steam, and sheep, a boat, with the substantival termination o. 4. If there be one negative in a clause, a second is not admissible. 5. In phrases answering the question where, meaning direction, the words take the termination of the objective case, e.g. kien vi iras, where are you going? Domon, home. Londonon, to London, etc. 6. Every preposition in the international language has a definite, fixed meaning. If it be necessary to employ some preposition, and it is not quite evident from the sense which it should be, the word ye is used, which has no definite meaning. For example, joi ye tio, to rejoice over it. Ridi ye tio, to laugh at it. Enuo ye la patrujo, a longing for one's fatherland. In every language, different prepositions sanctioned by usage are employed in these dubious cases. In the international language, one word, ye, suffices for all. Instead of ye, the objective without a preposition may be used, when no confusion is to be feared. 7. The so-called foreign words, i.e. words which the greater number of languages have derived from the same source, undergo no change in the international language, beyond conforming to its system of orthography. Such is the rule with regard to primary words. Derivatives are better formed from the primary word according to the rules of the international grammar, e.g. teatro, theatre, but teatra, theatrical, not teatricala, etc. 8. The a of the article and the final o of substantives may be sometimes dropped euphoniae gratia, e.g. del mondo, for della mondo, Schiller, for Schillero. In such cases, an apostrophe should be substituted for the discarded vowel. End of section 7.